After some of the deadliest, heaviest rains in decades, the National Disaster Response Force there says flooding has killed at least 272 people in the state of Tamil Nadu since October already, and at least 28,000 others have been rescued so far. NGO Gift of the Givers will be embarking on relief efforts of their own. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman from the humanitarian organization joins us now from our Durban studios. Good afternoon again, Doctor, and sorry for that earlier interruption.
That's fine. Thank you, Kashani.
We've had some very distressing pictures coming out of Chennai in Tamil Nadu. But you're kind of in a unique situation now because the Indian government hasn't requested the help that they need.
Yes, it's unique. And the Indian government never asked for international assistance. It has happened many times before. The last one was when many years ago, it was a tsunami. And you know, that one was devastating. The whole Andaman Islands were submerged in India, and the government then asked for help. And India is very careful. It does its own assistance. And even whilst that tsunami took place, it went next door to help Sri Lanka. And people in South Africa started calling us, saying we want to help India. So I said the Indian government has not asked for assistance. But they said we feel very close to the people in Chennai, and we like to help. So at that point, on Sunday night, I got a call from a South African who lives in India for 27 years. And he said, I'm involved with the movie industry, and more than 100 teams from the movie union have gone out into Chennai, and they're all assisting. They require assistance from the South Africans to help them do what they're doing in India. And all of them, most of them in South Africa, most of them in India, all mention clean drinking water. And of course, they spoke about other things, medicines, food, clothes. So we said, okay, we don't do this normally when the government doesn't call for aid, but since there's an overwhelming need from the South Africans and teams on the ground in India, we will make an exception and be a conduit for the two sides to assist in the best way we can.
Mm-hmm. And how are your intentions being received by the Indian government at this point, Doc?
Well, they wouldn't be against the idea, because they know. I've had dealings with them before in the past. I also dealt with them during the Nepal earthquake, and I must say they were very, very good. It was a Sunday. It was a long weekend, and I asked them to open the embassy on a Sunday through our international relations department. And the Indian government deputy high commissioner immediately said, we'll open the embassy for you on Sunday. So they know our intentions basically are to help people in the best way we can without interfering with their process. Even with my contacts on the ground, we have, you know, sort of a satellite office inside India. They said, look, the Indian government made 10 billion rupees available from the central government to go to the state government. But even that will not be enough given the scale of the devastation inside Chennai. And that's true. In any major disaster, a government itself cannot act on its own. It requires assistance. But in this case, India is hoping for assistance from within itself rather than from outside.
There's been a fair degree of public anger, if you want, over the state government's alleged failure to warn residents of flooding. And then we had complaints of a slow response after the torrential rains. Do we have any idea what kind of response we're seeing from the Indian government right now?
Well, I can only take what I hear from the people on the ground, and everybody says it's not enough. But that kind of comment you get in every type of disaster. It's impossible to reach 1.8 million or 2 million people all at one time, especially when the airport is closed, when roads are closed, when rail lines are affected. You can't get there. No matter what you do, which government in the world, whether it's in America, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in China, if those kind of conditions face you, it's impossible to get to the people. It's natural disasters do things like that. And quite often, the people who are supposed to be assisting, they themselves are trapped. So it makes it very difficult. For example, in certain areas, if the disaster response agency is completely trapped, they need assistance. So they can't get out to go help somebody else. So to bring teams from another part of the country in a situation like that, where there's no open airports or transport facilities, everything takes much longer. And that's something people don't understand.
We understand a massive cleanup operation underway now. The very elderly and young, of course, bearing the brunt of this. What are some of the most urgent items that people are in need of now, those that are affected, especially in the 5,000 relief camps set up across Chennai? And very quickly, Doctor, how can members of the public who want to help contact you?
The water is the most essential need. Food, medication, you have to be careful of waterborne disease, cholera, typhoid, you know, and dysentery. issues like that. You need water purification tablets if you don't have clean drinking water. They'll need clothing if they've lost everything. They'll need utensils in which to eat. Those are the basic items. For people to contact us, we're sending cash donations only. It's faster, it's more efficient. Teams, the items are much cheaper in India. You can buy, you know, much more items at a lower price. And best way to call us is 0800-786-911 or visit www.giftofthegivers.org.
Thank you. That was Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman from the humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers, joining us from the Durban studios. If you do want to contribute to help the fund for flood-affected victims in Chennai, that number he's given us is 0800-786-911. Time to take a short break. I'll be back with more news after this.